local government entities would be prohibited from using taxpayer dollars to lobby state government under legislation approved by the Senate. It's Friday, April 7th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
You've almost made it to the Easter weekend, and I appreciate you spending part of your Friday with the Texas Minute. The stark contrast between the two chambers of the Texas legislature were on full display yesterday on the issue of school choice. We'll get to that, but first. The Dallas Independent School District is under fire on social media for allowing students to check out sexually explicit books. Libs of TikTok is an influential Twitter account that routinely exposes the sexualization and indoctrination of children. The account recently shared images from a graphic novel available in Dallas schools that features sexually explicit language and scenes of partial nudity and allusions to masturbation. There are numerous other titles featuring sexually explicit images and language available in the Dallas schools. The exposure of sexually explicit books in Dallas school libraries comes on the heels of recent news that two DISD teachers committed sex crimes against students. Long-awaited legislation to stop local governments from using taxpayer dollars to lobby against taxpayers received tentative approval in the Texas Senate on Thursday. Senate Bill 175 by State Senator Mays Middleton of Galveston prohibits public funds from being used to hire paid lobbyists. Not only does the measure prohibit local governments from spending public dollars on hired gun lobbyists, it also stops the use of public funds from paying into school, city, or county groups that in turn hire lobbyists. Middleton told his colleagues that banning taxpayer-funded lobbying isn't a partisan issue and cited polls showing strong bipartisan support of the ban among Texas voters. But since the taxpayer-funded lobbyists heavily push leftist narratives, the Senate vote split straight down party lines, 19 Republicans to 11 Democrats. Coming up, the Texas House and Senate took very different tacks on school choice yesterday. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
In what can only be described as a rebuke of Governor Greg Abbott's marquee legislative priority, 23 Republicans joined with 63 Democrats in amending the House budget to prohibit school choice programs. It's important to note that the move is largely symbolic. The budget still has to go to the Senate, where the amendment's expected to be removed. But the symbolism is very real. The 23 Republicans have shown their hand in opposition to what is a priority not just of Governor Abbott, but also the Republican Party itself. Another 9 Republicans were present on the House floor, but they opted not to take a side on the issue, including the Republican chairman of the House Committee on Public Education, Brad Buckley of Salado. While a majority of the Republican caucus voted for the amendment, none of the leadership of the GOP caucus spoke in support of school choice. Just hours after the House voted to block state funds from being used on any kind of school choice program, the Texas Senate voted to advance a limited school choice program. While the Senate measure ostensibly covers 80% of Texas school children based on geography, the measure's author, Republican Brandon Creighton of Conroe, told his fellow senators it would be limited to just 62,000 students out of 5 million enrolled in public schools. That restriction is in place because the program is capped at $500 million. Creighton's legislation establishes a state-funded education savings account that parents would apply to receive. If accepted into the program, the funds could then be spent by the parents on tuition or other education-related expenses. The program would be administered by the Office of the Comptroller and not the Texas Education Agency. Driving the program's cost is that local school districts would receive special funding for 3 years for every student who leaves using the state ESA. The legislation only applies to students who are enrolled in Texas public schools. It's not available to students currently homeschooled or in private schools, though on the Senate floor, it was amended to set aside 10% of the available positions for socioeconomically disadvantaged students who are currently in a private school. Only one Republican opposed the measure. That'd be State Senator Robert Nichols of Jacksonville. Senate Bill 8 now moves to the uncertain waters of the Texas House. If Governor Abbott's serious about getting school choice done, he's got his work cut out for him. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sydney Henry, Katie Marshall, Daryl Frost, Aaron Anderson, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios, and I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a happy Easter.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.